99 verses 1, 2, and 3 says, "The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he." I love that. That's Psalm 99, verses 1, 2, and 3. Well, welcome to Sunday worship here today on, well, this first day of July, this July 1st, 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. Hope you are having yourself a great weekend. It's July already. Whew. How about that? If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday worship is really all about Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful God-honoring music coming up, including this one. It's Fernando Ortega. "Come, let us worship and bow down," right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Mr. Fernando Ortega, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Hey, friend, I hope you are doing well today. Hope you're having yourself a great weekend. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, yeah, connect with the program, Sunday Worship, on Facebook. And, in fact, if you connect with us there on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio, you can win my latest devotional book, At the King's Feet. Yeah, just look us up on Facebook for all the details. Sunday Worship Radio. Again, that's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." You know, the late Adrian Rogers, I quote him often. He's one of my favorites. He said one time, "I am God's melody of life, and he sings his song through me."
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you. I want to seek you first. I want to keep you. I want to keep you first. More than anything I want you first. Let me hear your voice, and in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart and see.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
You know, as believers, we ought to give thanks to the Lord every day, not just at Thanksgiving. Amen. It should be a way of life. Hey, that's Don Moen, and give thanks. Thank you for having your radio tuned to Sunday worship today. And hope you are enjoying your summer here thus far. In fact, we're looking forward to our family vacation. We're going down to Santa Claus, Indiana. We go down there every year. Santa Claus, Indiana, stay at a nice cabin, go to a big water park, theme park that they have there, and just turning off our phones and not worrying about any responsibility. Love that. So that's coming up here in a few weeks. Looking forward to that. That's for sure. You know, several years ago, I came across a story about a man in Canada who rang the church bells every single Sunday, get this now, for 52 years without ever missing a week. Talk about this man's dedication and faithfulness. And you know what? I'll tell you what. It just reminds me of how faithful our God is as well. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations."
Formed my heart before time began, my life was in His hand.
When Marines stormed an insurgent safe house in Iraq, they found themselves trapped in a room with a live enemy grenade. In one incredible act of courage and love, their wounded sergeant tucked the grenade under his body and died so others could live. And there's someone who loves you like that. It's Jesus, God's Son, who took the full brunt of the punishment for your sin when He, in the Bible's words, carried our sins in His body on the tree. You need this love. You need the man who died in your place. We'll help you get started with Him at 888. Need Him.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary. when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach.
I pray the Lord is blessing you real good today on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hope you're having a great weekend. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite passages that that I keep around in my back pocket, so to speak, and remind myself frequently is what it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 20. It says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even the more. You know, former missionary Amy Carmichael said one time, thank God he does not measure grace out in teaspoons.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain.
Thank you.
Music from Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Oh, the wonderful cross right here on this July 1st, 2018. Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. And just want to quickly remind you, don't forget to connect with the program on Facebook. We are doing that summer contest to win my latest book, the devotional book, At the King's Feet. We're going to be doing a drawing, oh, coming up this week. So be sure to connect with us there. Sunday Worship Radio. Right there on Facebook. Also, when you have some time, consider joining the Giving Family here at Great News Radio. As you know, we are on the air because of friends like you who pray for us, who volunteer, but also who financially contribute to our efforts right here at this radio ministry. You can send in your gift of support, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 618-43. Again, that's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make that gift online safely and securely, greatnewsradio.org, and click there on the right-hand side, the button that says Donate. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up these headphones and enjoy my time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.